You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that takes you to the front lines.
Where's radiology? Facile wound to the mid-thoracic spine.
That's a problem.
Okay, 124 hours, 63.
That's the emergency room at Highland Hospital in Oakland. It's the setting of a documentary called The Waiting Room. It's one of the local films featured at this year's San Francisco International Film Festival. The film takes us into the lives of people who can't afford insurance and therefore often wait hours for care at the only place required to see them, the public hospital emergency room. I spoke with director Pete Nix last year and asked him to give us a snapshot of the waiting room at Highland in Oakland.
What people don't understand when they're sitting in the waiting room is that this is a hospital that has a lot of other responsibilities beyond just their taking care of them. And so when traumas come in, it creates a backlog in the waiting room. And that whole system sort of connects. And people are frustrated and they don't understand and they're angry. And what's happened in public hospitals like this, like Highland, is that people are using the emergency room waiting room as their primary care physician because they don't have insurance, they don't have anywhere else to go. And that creates this sort of duality. It's also the trauma center and they have to deal with all the traumas. And so we wanted to show that piece of the system.
And it must be excruciating for the doctors and nurses that are dealing with this.
Well, they're frustrated because they're trying really hard, and it's been sort of described by some of the doctors because the hospital does kind of have a combat feel to it at times, that sort of hamburger hill, that just when, you know, you've contained the enemy, a fresh wave comes over the hill. And they work really hard to control the flow of patients in the hospital, and just when they're achieving a success, something happens that's beyond their control, whether it's a car accident or in East Oakland, you get a lot of gunshot wounds coming through there. And so those take a tremendous amount of resources away from, you know, dealing with and triaging people in the waiting room.
And that's Pete Nix. He's the documentary filmmaker of The Waiting Room, which is also an interactive storytelling project. One of the things that happened when you were filming this in 2010 is that you were really seeing the effects of the downturn. People who had a safety net, had health care, were suddenly turning to public hospitals as their last resort. So I'd like to hear from a gentleman who said he'd been about a year without a job and he was there with a sick daughter.
This is the first time I've gone almost a year without a job. I'm used to having those benefits, you know, that's how important a job is, to be able to have somebody look at her as soon as possible. And it just seems like a letdown when you have to just depend on somebody to help you out when you're not having the means to do it yourself the right way, you know. It's just so okay. I'm glad that there's a way to provide to help out, but I wish it would have been another way for me to do this.
That heart rate is really high.
And then she just starts pounding like we did.
Because she's full of fever, I can feel it. You got a whole radio.
So they're referring to this high fever that this little girl has, and her father is so frustrated because he feels the weight of his daughter's, you know, really escalating situation, and yet, you know, he doesn't have health care anymore. And he was saying, you know, it seemed like he felt guilty about it.
There's a sense of a loss of control and in our healthcare system that, if you're in a plan where you understand the pieces, there's a regularity of care, and there aren't many surprises. There's less to be concerned about. At a place like Highland, it's not the quality of care; it's that unpredictability factor, that loss of control that I think patients sense. That they know when they're going into the waiting room, it's a day-long affair, and they have to sort of mentally prepare themselves.
But only people who had been there before would know that. Other people think that my daughter seems to be in acute trauma, she'll be seen.
That's right. That's right. And as a parent, it's incredibly frustrating and a fearful experience. And I think there's a sense of people feel down on themselves and they blame themselves. And I think you especially saw that in this particular father as he was sort of watching helplessly as the nurses were caring for his daughter. You knew that he didn't know what was going to happen. And there was that fear of what was going to happen.
And sort of that begging, please just help me.
Yeah.
Well, and so here's the thing that he doesn't see that we see in your film, The Waiting Room, which is that the doctors have to prioritize people coming in on ambulances, which includes some of these chronic cases that are sort of clogging the system, or that's what it looks like, chronic drug and alcohol abusers that are coming in for, you know, multiple times and get priority beds. So let's hear a little bit of that from this film, The Waiting Room, about Highlands Hospital.
You feeling any better?
No. Who tied me on my neck?
Your neck's hurting you?
I don't know if my lungs are true.
Say again?
My lungs feel bad.
Your lungs feel bad? Well, the chest x-ray looks fantastic.
I don't.
Yeah, no pneumonia, no broken ribs, no nothing. You're just washing out from your crack in your meth. Sounds like a rough night. And your alcohol, it sounds like you had a lot of stuff on board last night. But your chest x-ray, your head CT both look fine. That's good. So this is our gentleman that came in, found down. Apparently he doesn't take his medicines that would help him stay out of the hospital. He comes in, I mean, I'm just looking back, he's come in a dozen times this year. August, July, June, June, May, March, March, February. Alcohol level is positive, as well as amphetamines and cocaine.
That'll do it.
So he got the $1 million workup for a rough night out. He's basically been denied by his Pastor Boswell board and care. I've admitted him for increased work of breathing, but it's actually more of a social admission. Nice, good job. Big deep breaths through your mouth, okay? We never know the right answer on this one. There are times I have to admit people to the hospital, keep them overnight, just as much for their social conditions as for their medical ones. It's not ideal, but we're a public hospital. We're the safety net in society. We're an institution of last resort for so many people.
And this is one of the big realities of public medicine in America, is that public hospitals, because they cannot turn anyone away, they have to deal with the most systemic and intractable problems of our society, you know, poverty, homelessness, drug addiction, violence. And they're trying to juggle all that with this reality, this colliding economic reality, where people are coming in for their primary care. And so these are very tough choices to make. And if people sitting in the waiting room sort of understood this and saw people like this character right here, who is a drug addict and they call him frequent flyers. And these are people that they know by name. These are people that have a long history and relationship with the hospital, and they can't turn them away. Someone who's coming in, who's doing everything right, taking care of their kids, just got laid off their job, has to sit and wait for 10 hours because of this guy who has a drug problem, that's a kind of tension. And that a lot of that happens behind the scenes, but it's one of the things that I think as a society we're struggling with, this question of how do we care for the people who are most in need. And so all of this kind of comes together in a place like Highland.